Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. Let's dip into the mailbag a little bit today and answer your questions that you sent in via the call-in feature on the Anchor app. The first one comes from Arden, who wants to know about getting into VR.
Hey, Jeff. First-time caller. This is Arden from Georgia. I've been thinking about getting the HTC Vive for some time now, but now my itchy trigger finger is a little unsure what to do with the recent announcement of the Vive Pro. So what do you think? Should I go ahead and buy the Vive now and plan on upgrading to the Pro later, or should I just hold out and wait to figure out how much the Pro is going to cost or when it'll be available? I'm tired of waiting, but I don't want my excitement to cause me to make a bad decision. So what do you think? What would you do in my situation? Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call in, Arden. I'm excited that you're excited about jumping into VR and getting an HTC Vive. I must caveat all of my comments about this with the fact that I have not yet had my face on the Vive Pro. So I'm only judging that product from reading about what other people have experienced at CES. I'm very excited, very interested to see what the extra resolution looks like and if there is a really dramatic difference there. But I don't have any firsthand experience with that headset. That said, I very much am anticipating upgrading myself and look forward to that happening sometime soon, not only for the resolution upgrade, which is the key component that gets me excited, but all the little quality of life bits, the integrated audio, the improved comfort. Comfort for me, honestly, is the biggest downfall of the HTC Vive. The more I play with my Oculus, the less I want to put the Vive back on. It's just a lot heavier and less comfortable on my face. And I even upgraded and got the extra $100 new integrated audio strap that replaces the crappy little neoprene strap that the Vive shipped with. So even with that, which I think was a big improvement, it's still not the most comfortable thing in the world, and I'm hoping the Vive Pro is a big step up in terms of comfort. All reports from CES seem to indicate that they had made strides in that area, and I'm excited to try it myself and find out for sure. So here's my advice. I definitely understand your enthusiasm in wanting to jump in. I think two things. One, once the Pro is launched, if you want to still go with the regular Vive, it'll probably be less expensive. There'll probably be a price drop that coincides with the release of the Pro. And moreover than that, there'll probably be a lot of people like myself who will be upgrading out of the standard Vive into the Pro who will want to offload their Vive headset secondhand. In fact, you want to buy my Vive? I'll happily sell you my Vive at a pretty great price. Because, I'm ready to sell that thing and prep myself for getting the Pro. And I think there's probably going to be a lot of people like myself that will allow you to get a pretty great deal on the current Vive hardware. So it's hard for me to recommend jumping in right this second, even though the price is relatively inexpensive, certainly a lot less expensive than it was when I bought my Vive. But I think even waiting just a few more months until this Vive Pro launches will yield better results for you in terms of quality. I'm the last person to ever recommend forbearance to anybody when it comes to purchasing tech. I'm terrible at not jumping in and getting the newest, latest, best, hence the name of this show. But I think in this case, it is much more prudent for you to do so. I will say also that I prefer the Oculus at this moment. I prefer the touch controllers on the Oculus. I prefer the comfort level of the Oculus. I prefer the Oculus store infrastructure. I think the Oculus experience to me is superior, other than the fact that the room scale on Vive just is much nicer. I do room scale on Oculus because I picked up a third sensor, so I can do the full 360 degrees on Oculus, which is nice, but it's still not as seamless and well done as the Vive. But then again, I also don't have to mount the sensors for the Oculus. You have to mount the Vive sensors, and that can be a pain too. So there's lots of trade-offs. And it looks like, I think, the entire landscape of VR is going to change over the next few months because the Samsung headset's going to come out. It's at that higher resolution, that the same as the Vive Pro. Just a touchy time right now. I think we're right on the cusp of 2.0 revisions on lots of these things. So hard for me to advise you to jump into VR, but there's so many good games to play. It's hard for me not to advise it. All right, next up is a call-in from Dane, who has a question about another new whiz-bang piece of tech.
What's happening, Jeff? Dane Fisher from Active Gaming Life here. Recently, my ceiling collapsed in my apartment. This was about a month ago, and as a result, it destroyed everything in there. So all of my electronics were toast, and I had to go out, use some insurance money, and replace some items. One thing that I got was an Xbox One X and an LG OLED HDR TV. As a result, I was looking through the backlog catalog that I have yet to get to, and I found The Witcher 3. I came across it. I've not played a Witcher game before, and holy cow, is that game beautiful. I love the way in which you can switch between performance mode and 4K HDR mode. It is absolutely gorgeous, not to mention how engrossing the story is. Now, my question to you is, are there any backlog games that you see that you have yet to play that you would consider trying out as a result of an Xbox One X enhancement?
Hey, Dane, thanks for the call-in. I'm so sorry to hear about your ceiling collapse. That's awful. But it sounds like you turned lemons into lemonade with a new Xbox One X and a OLED LG TV. That's the same setup I have. I got that OLED LG on Black Friday, and I have been absolutely loving playing games in HDR, as I've mentioned here on the show several times. And yeah, I have dipped back into games that I probably wouldn't have played again or at all because of the HDR feature. And the sad truth is there are precious few games that actually support HDR right now on either Xbox One X or PlayStation 4. It is just a handful of games, a couple of dozen at most, that support HDR. So the pickings are slim, which makes these games seem more precious and definitely makes me want to experience them all the more. And you're right, I have definitely installed games on Xbox One X that support HDR just to experience the glory of that high dynamic range. My goodness, is it eye-popping. HDR is truly glorious. So, to answer your question, I reinstalled Gears of War 4 to check it out in HDR. I reinstalled Madden to check it out in HDR on Xbox One X. Both of those games are gorgeous. I'm actually tempted to go back and revisit Rise of the Tomb Raider in HDR because that is such an awesome game, and it might be worth another playthrough just seeing it beautiful like that. Some games that I haven't played that I'm tempted to because they support HDR. ReCore. I never played ReCore, but it's one of the few games that supports HDR on Xbox One X. And, you know, I never really played Forza Horizon 3, which is a great game by all accounts. Not really my jam. I'm not into the racing games. But Christian Spicer over on my other show, DLC, won't stop talking how great Forza Horizon 3 is. And in HDR, I'm sure it's stunning. I'm actually not particularly excited about State of Decay 2, but the fact that it supports HDR on Xbox One X makes me much more interested to play that game. And The Surge, which is a Souls game that supports HDR. It's a sci-fi Souls game. It's getting a sequel, as I talked about just last week or so. I never played it. I heard good things about The Surge, and the fact that it supports HDR on Xbox One X makes me want to revisit it. It really is that big of a deal. It's an amazing addition to games. It really, turning it on it's like seeing a game for the first time. It is absolutely spectacular. So I'm right there with you, Dane, and I'm glad we're in the HDR club together. Next up is a call-in from Brevard. I hope I pronounced that right. Who has some advice and requests for Sony.
I'm not a Sony fanboy, but I do own a lot of Sony products. And I really want Sony to just focus on the stuff that they put out and support it. The Vita is pretty much kind of dead in the water. I don't know why Sony has not done anything, updated the software or whatever. And then also integrating all the Sony products. I own various Sony Bluetooth speakers. There's no way yet that Sony has done anything where I can sync the speakers to my PlayStation 4 so I can have a surround sound effect. You know, they got all these different speakers with the blinking lights. That stuff would be cool for Sony to incorporate. So I really want Sony to step up their game as far as the software and not just as the games.